Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Nebraska's had its fair share of odd weather patterns this year, ranging from drought to decent precipitation. Nebraska Extension plant pathologist Dylan Mangel says disease issues always follows the water, either from irrigation or rainfall. He talks about the disease issues in soybeans that are starting to become issues in the fields he's recently scouted.
So with the rain showing up, that's when the diseases are going to show up. So this year, maybe a little bit more so than previous years as well, because we had that slow start. Those plants were extremely stressed going into that, and they needed the rain, and the rain's definitely going to help the situation out, but it's also going to fuel those plant diseases that have been sitting out there. So one of those in particular has just been some of those dormant seedling diseases that didn't happen earlier in the year, but are showing up now as that water's coming, and in particular Phytophthora is the one that's showing up now. Typically, those spores will lay dormant. As soon as we get a flush of rain, those will wake up. Those will then move to those plants, and within about 10 days you'll start to see symptoms. And the symptoms you'll see when you go look at those in the field is just a wilted plant. If you're walking along and you've got a row that looks good, and then you see a gap in that row where several plants or a single plant are wilted or starting to dry down, that could typically be Phytophthora showing up. And it's just blocking that water in that plant from moving up, so the plant can't keep up with its water use. And the dead giveaway for Phytophthora is a brown stem that's going to proceed from the soil surface up two or three nodes. So it'll be a dark brown stem, easiest to identify of the seedling diseases. It's going to show up in pockets in the field. If you've got a low area where water may pool, where the ground might stay wet just a little bit longer, that's the best place to scout for it. That's just the moisture is going to last a little bit longer and give it more time to get to the plants there. You can send those plants into the UNL Plant and Pest Diagnostic Clinic. It's very important to identify for certain which seedling disease you have, so you can select a variety and a seed treatment next year that's going to target that disease specifically. We're getting calls from growers right now. With white mold, the plants are most susceptible during flowering. So there's that short window, fortunately, so it's not a full season type problem. But if you've got the right conditions while those plants are susceptible, it can really start to show up. And I'm getting calls this year because growers are they're irrigating earlier than they had in the past, typically during flowering, which is really before that soybean water requirement picks up a lot, but they need to water because they've got to get that moisture in the ground. There's just nothing there for it, and they might not have the capacity to wait. So those calls are just concerns that they're going to make that problem worse by irrigating. Now with this rain showing up kind of timely, that could make the problem worse as well. So we're seeing it in northeastern parts of the states that are rain-fed, but we're also seeing it in irrigated parts in the center of the state where growers have had a field history of it, and they know that if conditions are right, it's going to show up again. If you've got those conditions there, if it gets into the flowers, unfortunately, you're not going to see it unless you're scouting very carefully. You might see small mushroom-like structures from the white mold fungus that are going to infect it, but after it infects, around the time of infection, you'll see nothing until later in the season. You'll start to see that rot form in the stem at those flower positions where it was infected. So it's you've got to treat in advance of seeing symptoms, which can be difficult. And if you've got yield maps, you can see, if you know you've had it in the past, you can see where it was. And those are the areas I'm recommending to focus treatments on. Just watching those diseases with this rain coming, we really don't know what's going to get stirred up out there. The plants, they're more susceptible than usual because of that early season stress. So scout those fields, watch what's out there, and take good notes.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.